HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Man, I just got this email from a guy. I didn't hear this, but I heard about this from Joe Rogan's podcast that he did a few weeks ago. This guy's like, dude, I didn't know it was this bad, though. Remove organ donor from your license immediately. When you're in the hospital and you're vulnerable to doctors and nurses, you got to remember they're people. Some are crooked. They will harvest you. They can and will keep you alive or kill you at their discretion and needs. Babies are sold to guys waiting in vans outside hospitals at bad places. $500,000 for parts and kids. They tell you your baby didn't make it or it's deformed or there's a problem or whatever. And then they're sold to somebody. You think it's not true? Take no or look no further than Hacienda Healthcare. Tell me that was the first time that's happened. Joe Rogan's podcast freaked me out last week. Story about a politician that supported and spelled out the methods used, and he did it in an interview in a camera. Bottom line, they're just people. Hospitals will sell you in a parts for profit with no regard to human life. Just beware. Like, oh my God,
man, that guy's paranoid.
Man's paranoid. I'm scared to death. Get you thinking, though, when the doctor's like, you're an organ donor, huh?
Yeah.
I'll be right back. You would start thinking, like, if you just got into some sort of a problem, like, oh, I don't know if you're going to make it.
And what are the odds you get that one doctor?
Again, yeah. What
imagine
are the odds?
You went under the knife, like your back surgery. Yeah. Kidney's gone.
And I'm an organ donor. Yeah. But no, he's not going to take him that way. It'd kill you. Like, it would be like you're in there, and you're like,
oops, he died.
Yeah. Car accident. You got to work on me, doc. You're an organ donor, right?
Yeah.
You're religious?
Yeah, I believe in the Lord Jesus.
All right, we're gonna forego all medical stuff and just use prayer and hope that it works.
I'm not saying that it's not a possibility,
it's something you shouldn't live being afraid of.
Yeah.
But now that but you got to put yourself in a position. You're healthy. You're walking around. You're fine. You get in that car wreck today, and you go in there, and you're like, got organ donor on your license, and you're kind of got that weird tunnel vision, a little bit cataracty, a little hazy. The light's in your eyes, and you see a doctor looking at your driver's license. Then he looks at you. Driver's license.
Throw some papers at you. Pockets your
that.
Signature.
Organ donor?
Yes. Sign here.
All right. Oh, I'll be right back.
With all these family members suing doctors if they screw up and your significant other dies.
But if it's a car wreck and they just come out and they're like, we couldn't, it's too much trauma. Anyway. I'll be right back.
There's a car wreck.
That's how you know the doctor's bad. I'll be right back. And you kind of, you go out a little bit and you come back and your eyes are open. There's like three people in that
We're
doctor's
the new doctors.
Over. Yeah. The guy dressed as a plumber and an HC
Give
guy.
Me the hammer. I got to end this.
It's a scar.
I can make this go away in like 2 minutes. We don't have to be violent about it. Trust me. I can make this happen. Nope. He's waking up. Yeah, we're working on it. We'll be right back. Yeah, or somebody emailed me about that. Dude, did you hear Rogan's podcast? That dude that was on there, the politician that was in favor of the whole organ donor thing, and then you looked deeper into it and found that there's a... You got to think about it. It's not the doctors. It wouldn't be doctors.
Yeah.
It would be the weirdos that rape the people coming out of the anesthesia that would be like, oh, he's an organ donor. I got a guy.
Anyone on the bubble.
Yeah.
You got some good organs here.
I got a guy that can go in and do some stuff and...
Make some cash on the side.
Get a couple of these, right. I'm sure the people over at the mortuary get a side dude, start kicking and saying, hey, doctor, send me some other people, organ donors, and I'll get those organs out and we'll make a deal and we'll act like we're giving it to the organ donation thing. We'll keep a couple for ourselves.
Look, let's face it. The quality of life in this person's living here.
But they don't even have to kill you.
I know, but like, the rationale.
But you could die. You could die, and then the guy who takes the organs out has a deal with a couple of the people, the orderly, saying, hey, you got anybody that wants to buy kidneys? It's like $25,000 on each one. I could see where that would become kind of a tempting game. You're hanging around a bunch of doctors pulling in a couple million bucks, and they're standing around. You make $35,000, and you're doing all the poop cleaning and all the not, and all of a sudden you got a guy saying, hey, you get rid of this kidney for me in this igloo cooler and give you $20,000. I'll do it. Done. Where do I take it? I don't know. It's a warehouse over by a Days Inn. Here comes the doctor. I'll be right back. Jason emails over and he says, I'm an alum and a huge fan of Texas Tech. The road to the championship game has been a great experience for me until the end, of course. I'm confused now. How do I celebrate this experience?
Debating buying shirts, memorabilia. If so, at what point in the games do you buy it? Final Four was great. Should I just get that says Final Four with the Texas Tech logo on it? I don't think it makes sense to buy a shirt to a game we didn't win. What would you do in the Final Four situation, Jason? Boy, that's a tough one, especially with a team that's never even been close to this before.
Did they win their conference?
I don't know. Those are
get
dumb,
your conference, conference winning t-shirt. And go, oh, was that the year you guys made it the Final Four? Yeah, yeah, that was it.
I think you can get the Final Four one.
You wear the champion shirt.
Mm. But what's winning a conference championship
that's
in college?
Pretty big deal in college.
But isn't that kind of like if the Cubs win the Central?
Yeah, you're not that excited.
Yeah, that's not the end goal. Conference championship's kind of dumb.
You're happy in the moment, but you don't go back 5 years from now. Remember that conference championship?
Yeah,
we lost
never,
it all, but man, conference championship. And then they had that big tournament we had to go through because conference championships mean nothing in college basketball at all. I don't know.
I only bought the when I think about it, I don't have a high state.
No, you throw that away.
You don't want a conference championship. What does it matter?
Bad memories.
Yeah, what does it matter?
Because they lost down the road.
Yeah.
One, you know, the Steelers tried to sell those Kings of the North shirts, which I thought were kind of cool because it was a Game of Thrones thing. But all you did was win the Northern, you won the division. So what? You got bounced in the first round.
It'll be double a banner up in the stadium anyway.
The conference, not
which is fine. But
yeah, they cover.
That's all you need.
Teams that win don't. Texas Tech will have one up, but teams that win don't put up the, you know, division champs.
Yeah, they do. In baseball, they do.
Some, but the teams that win don't. The Yankees don't.
They put up AL
champs.
When you don't have a championship, you do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The weakling, terrible teams celebrate minor accomplishments. Like, we won the North. We won the Central. They win their division. They put up a banner. Teams that win it, they don't do that. They're not celebrating that. That's not what they're doing. Great. Good for you. That's the first step. Now go do something with that. Bad teams celebrate years they lost. So, yeah, I don't think you can buy the Texas Tech Virginia national championship.
So it was a good year.
That's,
you won't forget
it. That celebrates Virginia's championship, which is sort of also Auburn's. It's pretty great that there's controversy. That is tough, though. Being a fan of things is hard because you just don't know. Like, where did you, like, what to celebrate and why we don't celebrate, like, minor accomplishments or almost. Because it makes us feel like some sort of a failure.
Well, the poor Cardinals, all they have is a one Super Bowl appearance.
See those people out there with SB43 on their plates or in their, like, dude, that is not your Super Bowl. Well,
there's plenty of Cardinal fans still have, like, stuff up in their garage. But I can almost understand it more for them because they have nothing. You have nothing but that.
You got to
celebrate. Yeah, you made a good run.
I mean, that's all you got. Hang Kurt Warner's jersey.
I was just going to say, maybe I'd put like 13 KW on my license plate because I'm celebrating how much he meant to. But I'm not going to put Super Bowl 43.
Was all you had.
They lost that game. That particular game, not the run to it, but that particular game they lost. You're celebrating a loss.
I mean, even my Bears have won Super Bowl title.
Yeah, but you're not putting up Super Bowl 42 or whatever.
Well,
you can put that up there, Super Bowl 43, is that what it was? The catch.
So we lost. It was a great game, though. You don't celebrate
minute
that game.
17.
Maybe you put, like, you know, AZCRD08. Because they're like, that was a great run for us. But you do not put Super Bowl anything. That
I don't know.
Is
if it's all you got, lost. I kind of.
But that, you don't have anything there either. You lost that game.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You lost it.
Like, there's nothing else to celebrate.
Nothing at all.
So at least you got to the Super Bowl?
You know, NFC champs is just pathetic to celebrate 11 years later. That's
it's real easy for you to say.
I know.
Being a Steelers fan.
I was a Cubs fan. I would never buy a Cubs NL champs
thing. We are pretty proud of the
Cardinals.
84 team and the 88 team.
They never did anything. What are they known
for? That 84
for?
Team, though.
What are they known as? Losers.
People love that
losers.
84 team.
They blew it against the Padres. That's what I remember. They were a great, fun team, and what did they do? Let us down. They lost to the Padres. Steve Garvey beat the Cubs as a Padre. People forget he played for the Padres. He had a smash, massive home run over the glove of Henry Cotto and did that run around the bases with his dumb Popeye arm in the air. And I'm like, he's a Dodger. He should hate this. We lost to the Padres. That's what 84 stands for to me.
What if you're a
missed opportunity?
How about this for Cardinals fans? You got the license plate. Coward says Arizona Cardinals 2019 first pick.
There you go. Number one.
Number pick. One.
Won that.
Yeah, that's not bad. I kind of like that. That is, you've earned that. That's all yours. And it's turned a lot of franchises around. So maybe this first pick will make a difference. I don't know. I don't see it. But yeah, celebrating your team's almost. I don't know. I guess it reflects back on you a little bit.
How about this, John? Congratulations, Arizona Cardinals. You're the NFL's number one Arizona team.
Best in Arizona. Arizona's number one football team. Okay, I'll give you that. State champs. Put that on your Arizona Cardinals are state champs. Every year. I don't think they've lost state championships in this state since 1989 when they got here. I don't know. It just seems to me to be a low bar to go, hey, we don't have much, so we'll celebrate losses. It's sad, kind of.
Hey, John, that was Alex Jones on that Joe Rogan podcast. In that same podcast, he also said he was retarded.
Alex Jones did or yeah. Joe Rogan did?
No. Jones said right. He was retarded.
Because he finally, that's him that's apologizing great. For the Sandy Hook yeah. stuff.
All right, so you got to be careful then.
Well, he's getting sued there. So.
See, I didn't hear it, but I heard somebody tell me. I didn't know it was Alex Jones. That makes it even better because this is what we deal with in the world.
Yep.
People not knowing who's talking, hearing something and going, oh my God.
Totally true.
But I, you know.
Whoever the guy was.
Even made me
he
think.
He was passionate.
It even made me think for a second. That wouldn't. What would put it past
them? So wait, are leaving.
This is Alex Jones' new conspiracy. Oh,
it
my
could
God.
Be. But if in fact, you know, I mean, it's based in fact in a
There's
certain way.
Some of that went on.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's happened. Oh,
it changes absolutely. The whole dynamic. That
oh,
it comes
no.
From
when him. It's Alex Jones, yeah, I mean, it's the consider the source moments. Like, oh, yeah. I'm telling you right now. Believe me. Why won't anyone listen to me? They're taking the organs of the young, and they're selling babies.
For the government pedophiles?
The government pedophiles are stealing your kids. Joe, I'm telling the truth here.
This time.
Where are the men in the world to stop the baby sales? Yeah, I don't know. But it does change. It changes a little bit when somebody's... That dude was passionate. Passionate.
That's all you need is passion, right?
But that's all you need. You can sell. That's where snake oil salesmen have been thriving for hundreds and hundreds of years.
People like passion.
They believe. Well, let me tell you something about that. They'll sell that baby of yours. I wouldn't go to any hospital. Well, the guy said, you know, the politician.
Give a passionate guy a microphone and a stage.
But it does make you think, though, when a passionate guy's got... Well, yeah, that's what Hitler and Obama did.
Yeah.
No Obama.
Well, that's what they always say. It was very... Well, I know you love him, but it was very charismatic. Oh.
How dare you give him charisma?
I'm just saying, he could have done it. He's got a lot of... Hey, it wasn't a shot at either of them. Hitler was incredibly charismatic to do what he did. You kidding
Twice?
Me?
So
you got to be...
So one, boy Trump. Very passionate.
No, he's not. There's no...
Very passionate.
Passionate, but...
What are you talking about?
No charisma at all. None. Right. You need charisma.
He just stumbles over himself.
You need charisma. Obama had the charisma. I know Eric's getting defensive, but Obama had charisma like Hitler did.
The speech difference.
Yeah. It's incredibly similar. You could rally...
Obama 80. Was coherent.
So was Hitler. I'm not talking about Trump. You're the one bringing up Trump all the time. I'm not talking. I'm saying Hitler and Obama were very similar.
You've backed away from your support of Trump.
No, I voted for him. I'd vote for him again over everybody you're putting up. But yeah, absolutely.
You're putting up.
Huh?
Huh?
Actually, huh? Yeah. He's lost. He's just trying to say what I say. Because he doesn't like that I've compared Obama to Hitler, and very accurately, by the way.
You're very passionate about your boy, and then you've shut up in the last 2 years.
I wasn't really that passionate about him. I think if you go back and listen to the tapes, I'm like, it's better than Hillary, but I don't like either choice.
Okay.
Either way. You're deflecting right now because I told you Hitler and Obama are very similar.
Well, that's a pretty rough comparison.
And the way they handle crowds. The charisma is very, very, it's one way or the
it's
other.
It's a speaking compliment.
It's an incredible compliment to both.
One was motivated the wrong way completely.
It can be abused.
Yeah.
When you have that kind of charisma, it can be abused in a huge way. Alex Jones
he
has
took it,
it for
he
some
took
reason.
It to the next level.
Oh, completely. I mean, he had a different agenda.
Yeah.
Obama did. Hitler had some good ideas.
God.
Just drives him bananas because he wants to blow Obama pretty hard.
Apparently you want to blow Hitler all of a sudden.
No. I just thought I admire his oratory skills. Okay. I admire his oratory skills. Look, if you can convince an entire world, and not just Germany, an entire world that everything that's happened in the past 10 years, you can rebuild an entire nation from 1920 to 38 back into a powerhouse because of your words. You're doing something. Your oratory skills are unmatched.
Maybe you had a red witch.
Unmatched. Could be.
John, you realize you are literally blowing Maurice's mind right now. He can't type fast enough.
Maurice is going crazy right now. I love it.
Is he still out there, Maurice?
Yeah, Maurice. Gotta be. He's listening harder than ever.
He isn't listening. He said we were the only game in town.
Well, yeah, but he's, I won't listen in the morning. I'll just listen after. Well, you'll find it. He'll be back. He'll be back. I'm not worried about Maurice. But yeah, you can take, snake oil sales can go one way or the other. Very passionate, charismatic person can use it for bad or use it for great. It's the whole plot of The Omen. Damien won people over with his charm. Charm is dangerous. Ted Bundy, for God's sakes. He could have written a dating book.
BTK.
Charming. You need it to win people over, to sway people to terrible ideas even. It works.
I don't know how charming the BTK guy
was. He's pretty charming.
Was he?
Dennis?
Not 115 times charming.
Yeah, he had ladies and friends and all sorts of people that trusted him and everything else. Didn't even know he was a BTK killer. Nobody even looked to him as a suspect because he was just such a normal,
was it 20 years?
Normal dude.
20 years.
He's living the life and making people feel comfortable, and that's a skill. Yeah,
just a non-traditional form of charm.
People
right?
don't like to, yeah, people yeah, like to say right. that that's a personal skill, but BTK had to go about his life convincing everyone, I haven't killed 120 people.
I'm a good guy.
And did it beautifully.
Did you watch that game? Yeah. I did.
You want to dismiss all of that stuff. If you need to learn about stuff, you look at the bad guys and you say, how in the world did we fall for this? And you get worried about it when it starts to happen again. You're like, oh. Alex Jones, if he would have that. He's got that passion and everything else to make people, but then he goes nuts. And that's what you're hoping for with your charming people, is eventually they go nuts, slip up, and everybody's like, okay, he's lost it. We don't have to pay attention to him anymore.
Yeah, that whole Sandy Hook thing was...
That was his demise
right there.
Yeah. Well, the nuttier part is that it does make you think, though, with what's gone on here, with Hacienda and that thing over in Scottsdale where the guy's, mounting the lady coming out of anesthesia and everything else. It does make you think to yourself, and again, who takes advantage of that? People skilled in the ways of speaking can say, well, people are scared of it. It only takes two incidents. Like, we have somebody who's incapacitated, getting raped and pregnant. We have somebody coming out of a general basic spinal surgery, getting handled sexually. And you're like, how many times is this happening? Because you think of yourself in a vulnerable position. Would somebody take advantage of that? Of course there would. There are people who take advantage of that all the time.
And did someone completely make up that story, the Vegas and the bathtub waking up?
Right. Why is that a story? That kidneys are being removed and there's a black market for harvesting your organs. All it does is that have to happen once. And how charming would you have to be to do that?
Right.
You know who else has something in common with Hitler and Obama? Women. Women are charming as hell. If they wanted to steal your kidneys or your money, and they do a lot of the times, they can very easily. They've got all the weaponry they need. If they're decent looking and they're kind of fun, you're going to end up in some weird hotel room.
Doesn't go to women.
Is this happening?
Anybody could be a shyster.
Yeah, sure. But women
there's
have the,
plenty
women
of men
the,
that take advantage of older ladies.
Of course there are.
Rich old
you
ladies.
You take advantage of the
cult
vulnerable.
Leaders.
But my point being, you take advantage of the vulnerable. Who's more vulnerable than the single male? To a woman and her powers.
Or the single female.
She doesn't even have to. No. Single female has options.
Older single female?
No, I'm saying single males trying to get dates. A woman has all the weaponry she needs to take advantage of just your average Joe. A vulnerable older lady is weak
Larry's
physically.
Hoping somebody takes advantage.
Right. And look what can happen to him. Seriously, think about that. If some girl came along and said, this is a mark, how easy would it be for her? Cake. He's like an old lady. You could take advantage of him and all his money would be out the door. That's why his best interest is what he's chosen to do, which is just hate all of them. Because he realizes I'm weak and vulnerable. I have to stay away from them. They can take advantage of my world. Yeah, there's charm as a dangerous animal. It's like having a pet monkey. Sure, it seems fun until it rips your face off on its 13th birthday.
Charm is a mother of
them. That's right, Brady. Charm is a mother, isn't it?
Wow, okay, Brady.
I didn't realize Brady was going to say that. That should be a t-shirt Brady wears.
Chappelle has changed you.
Charm is a mother. It may have. I don't think he said that. Did he say that at any point?
No.
Okay, it's not a direct quote. You're living your life now by Chappelle's motto.
No, could that be. Was probably ripped from someone else.
I think I just said it. I think you ripped it from me like a minute ago. When I said, man, charm is a mother effer. And then like a minute later, Brady said, charm is a mother effer. I think you got it off me. This is a whole rant I've been doing about being charming and being dangerous.
Who did?
That was me, Brady. Brady's worried about Alzheimer's. That's where we're having these conversations. I'm trying to keep him lucid. Tell him your story yesterday.
Oh, there's a new one?
Yeah.
Boy. All right, let's hear it.
Good stuff. Yay.
let me ask questions because I know
that. Around, boys, on one knee.
On. Let me ask you questions to lead you through the story because you're gonna try to, you know, just dance around the details a little bit.
Oh, there's no dance.
Oh, well, there's a little bit. So a week ago, you make an agreement via text to have a tennis tournament on Tuesday night.
Tennis match, yeah.
And so you have it all arranged with your teams and who's going to play and what's going to happen in your league, right?
Yeah.
And Thursday, everybody says, this is happening.
Can you make it on Tuesday night?
Right. And everybody says, yes, thumbs up. We're playing Tuesday night. Yeah, right?
This was your question saying, can you make it Tuesday
night? No, it was a question to me. He was asking me, are you available Tuesday night?
I've lined up a match Tuesday night.
Yes, I'm in.
Gotcha.
Location was settled at that particular thing. So yesterday, you go home, plop down on the couch, and like start catching up on Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Right.
Watched a couple of Game of Thrones. And you're kind of sitting there and like, gosh, something's... Am I missing something? But not all of a sudden, my phone rings.
Somewhere.
It's a 7 o'clock. It's 7:30 tennis match, and it's 7:30. Phone rings. Whoa. Hey, you coming? Oh my god! That's right. I got a tennis match.
Now you are out there in Gilbert at this time.
I'm in Gilbert.
7:30 start time. Village. It is exactly 7:30.
Yes.
So you've got. To
and
get
I said, I, well, over. Immediately said, you know, in tennis, it's a 15-minute. You're on the clock.
Yeah,
forfeit.
There's no way.
I said, I'm not going to make it. And he goes, well, the team has agreed, the captain of that team says, because they knew the captain, he's like, if you want to come down here now, leave now, we'll still play the match.
Can I ask you this real quick?
Yeah.
While you're sitting there watching the Game of Thrones, what color dust was all over your shirt from the...
No dust, but just finished up some carne asada.
I figured you'd had something. At 7:30, you had just loaded
the carne asada was a solid 45 minutes before that,
still,
you know, like 6
You don't want to go running around.
No. No, and I'm like, and I was telling Rue, my captain, I'm like,
Rue?
Yeah, RYU.
Oh, he's an Asian.
Yeah.
I thought it was your Australian friend. You're just called Rue.
No.
It'd be a good nickname for Mike, though, wouldn't it?
That's Crikey Mikey.
Crikey Mikey. Could be Rue, though. All right, sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, I said, I'm going to be at least, how long is it going to take you? 25 minutes. He goes, well, he agreed. You can come on down. All right, I'll get in the car. Put shorts on. Already had my tennis bag in the car.
You had no shorts on at the time?
I'm blazing.
All this?
No, I had khaki shorts on. Oh. I had chain shorts.
Can't do that.
Yeah. So I get in my car, beeline there, get to the park.
Where's
the
park?
Go to the Indian School Park.
48th Street in Indian
School. So the courts are all the way.
Ooh, a drive.
They go back. Yeah. So, and I make it right before 8 o'clock, so it's inside of 30 minutes. I get back to the back row. No one there.
Wrong place.
Check my text. It's the wrong place.
Where were you supposed to be?
Kiwanis Park.
Not even close.
Oh, wow. See, you flew right
Our home
there.
Court is Indian School Park, so I was thinking it's a home match.
What a night. Wow. Yeah.
Round
and
trip,
worse,
and I'm like, unbelievable. This is the worst.
And then worse, Brady forgot where he lived. He called me.
I'm stuck here at this tennis court by a canal.
Can you send me a pin?
And I don't remember where I live.
So how bad was the call to the guy after you're at
Indian School? Well, I called him immediately. I guess we're not playing it, but he couldn't answer his phone because he had already started his match.
Oh.
So I texted him. I said, sorry, I'm losing my mind. I went to Indian School Park.
So you said, screw it, I'm going home?
Yeah, well,
there's
I'm
no
not
point.
Gonna, no
They've been
point.
Standing there waiting an hour for Brady. Yeah. Now they got another 30 minutes to wait for him.
They're already 30 minutes on the
Plus,
clock.
Plus, by the time Brady gets there, it's 8:30. You're going to need to put him down in 10
minutes.
You
got to make it.
He's not going to stop.
I'm so tired and filled with delightful carne asada.
Man.
So we need to get one of those hats that little electrodes that roll out of Brady's head and into a computer just to see what's firing and what's not. That's pretty bad.
This is nice, not having anything on the schedule, on the grill.
Sit down. People do it. I mean, the one, but doubling up at the same night.
That's striking out over and over.
Woof.
Yeah, especially on days you don't have anything to do.
What was the panic part of it? Get in your car and just go.
Flying.
Right? Check the, all it took was checking the text to make sure you're at the right.
Oh, yeah, vacation. But still. It's those things. Where, it's not like you got so busy that you just lost track of things. And they're like, oh, I forgot about that because I got so much going on. You were literally as lazy as a person can be.
Yeah, I had a 2 hour window.
You just gapped out for doing nothing.
And that was...
Hey, those Game of Thrones marathons can be pretty enticing. Man,
can't do it. But the carne asada in between, pretty sweet.
So good.
So you're 0-1 now.
No, we were a couple of matches under the... We have a couple of matches done. But...
Are you still on the team?
But that is a loss.
Yeah, do you remember if you
won? I don't know. I'll find out.
I would probably have to suspend you. You, Antonio Brown, your
his,
team.
I said, sorry, I lost my mind. His response was...
I hate you.
No, I hate you.
Sign Rue.
We're going to have a team meeting.
Yeah. Do doubles have team meetings? If they did, Brady wouldn't show up. The guy standing there waiting for the meeting.
He just says, wipe that off the hard drive. In other words, get it out of your mind.
Oh, wow. I got it.
Oh, he's very supportive.
I just want to make sure. You looked at me like you're confused.
No, I looked at you like you guys talk like idiots. That's what I, Jesus Christ. Old man. Download happiness. Boot it up later. Wipe that off the hard drive. Thanks, Hal.
He's Asian.
Oh, well, that makes more sense. He's always thinking about computers. Ryu.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I get it.
Okay. Wipe off a hard drive.
Everything's computers and math.
Sorry, I can't make it.
Does not compute, Brady. Why are you no here? Download self.
He said, I understand the driving thing. Wipe it off the hard drive. Take picture in your mind.
By my calculations, you should be at the park in 18 minutes to 13 seconds. Please. Quickly. And he
sounds exactly
I'm
like
I'm sure
that.
He does. His name's Ryu.
R-U. Ryu. I'm just...
What's his nickname? That only you call him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Rooster. Yeah. I ride the rooster.
Rooster!
I do not like that.
You didn't want to admit
that. He didn't like that name. I call him the dragon now because that's what Rue stands for.
It does?
Yeah.
So you called him Rooster and he hated it.
Yeah, stop that. Yes. All right. Ooh, look, it's the year of the cock. Sorry about that.
Just like Pepe Le June hated his name.
Hates it. Brady's the only one calls me that. Such a tender old man.
His ear is Pepe Le June. Brady's the only one who calls me that. My name is Tom.
It's like he was a hostage.
Don't look him in the eyes. He calls me crazy stuff.
I hope we get to meet the rooster one
day. My name is
Haru. You might have.
Maybe we have.
This Bring is my him buddy, in. The rooster, but don't call him that because it's the year of the cock. He likes to be called a dragon.
Well, I'll call him Rooster. He'll hate everyone.
Actually, I like to be called Roo. He's a name. Why everything have to be wacky?
Old dragon spitting fire about his name again. All right.
Brady, we got
Anyway,
match.
Sorry, Captain. Hey, your mom's at the
I was
match.
A no-show.
I didn't know you were bringing your mom. There's the old mother of dragons.
Yeah.
Her name is Kathy.
What's up, mother of dragons, Kathy? I'm going to call you Daenerys.
Call her Kathy.
You're going to have to start using those reminders on your phone, Brady. Yeah.
Yep.
Start logging great. Everything.
Sometimes those are on there, and I...
And then you just, like, sleep
Well, you can't hear the phone beeping. Yeah. Going,
now that's
tennis
now
match
that's
in
20 changed.
Minutes.
What? The magic box is trying to tell you something, but... Curtis had it.
So you didn't get to play last night, which is probably for the best, because you'd have honked out something real nasty on Rue.
I was ready to go.
Yeah, carne asada dance is not... There's a three-hour window there after a big party.
It would have been interesting.
Was it a thick batch? I'm guessing you didn't lighten up on it all the...
No, it's just straight-up meat. Yeah, carne, just marinated. Yep.
No time to stretch.
I'm talking about you marinated that in some thickness. There's a lot going on with your
carne
asada.
It wasn't. It's very... pretty much a clear marinade.
No, I'm not talking about the thickness of that. Yeah. I'm saying there's a lot of spices, a lot of things that are going in there.
Oh, yeah.
Your belly. Yeah,
you could see it on the court.
Yeah, your belly was going to
Both your hammies would have been
fight.
Torn.
I actually felt halfway decent because I had enough time in between there. Like, it
wouldn't work.
To settle?
But, yeah.
You think that's a good pregame meal?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't normally do it. No.
Like even day of.
But you're on adrenaline. You know, you're like, I got to.
Yeah, well, because you've been driving 70 miles an hour. The belly full of carne. Next time you play tennis, please eat carne asada and call me. I'm going to come to watch that. That'd be the only time I ever wanted to watch a tennis
carne and coffee.
I'm ready to go. I just had a bucket of carne. I'm ready to play tennis. Should be about 30 minutes. Yikes. Well, sorry about that. But Alzheimer's is a hell of a thing. And charm is a mother. We learned a lot this morning. What do you got up there on the big board?
All right, wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com.
Elote!
Elote!
Oh, damn.
Need an agent? Call me. ELOteam.com. We got Foo Fighters and Nirvana up here since you got your, what are you calling it?
Fuvana. We had band last night. It went very well.
Did it?
How late?
Not very. The guys got there about 4:30 and we played until about 9.
Did Jeremy come to be your
groupie? No, my impersonal assistant Jeremy could not make it because his wife had the car.
Oh. You could have paid for his Uber.
He could have bust.
That's what I told him. I'm not paying for his Uber. He's a grown up.
What are you talking about?
Sorry.
Kid had a job to do. And like Brady, he just didn't show up.
Too much carny.
I get a text. I don't have a car. My wife took the car. Tough. So I'm going to miss band. And I'm like, well, I guess.
These are things that should have been worked out beforehand.
I guess I'm going to be looking for a new impersonal assistant soon. I'll make it up for you tomorrow.
Whoa, what does that mean?
He's going to rub my shoulder.
Yeah. Yikes. A real go-getter would have had that figured out early.
That's exactly right. You'd have known when the wife has your one. Get on a bike, kid, and ride. It's not that far, right?
She could have dropped him off at 1:30, and he could have just waited outside until the band showed up.
That would have been acceptable. I wasn't home until just before 4 anyway. So, yeah, he could have just been milling around the front yard. People would have thought it was
Have you thought about putting a bench out front?
I have a bench.
Like if someone that... Well, not on the patio, just solicitors outside, or like in the cul-de-sac.
Loiterers?
I have chairs way out in the far part of the yard.
Perfect.
Yeah, you can put
and
it
that's
over.
Where you can, that's the bullpen.
That's a good spot for Jeremy. Although I do fear that the neighbors think that there's going to be some sort of Civil War reenactment in my yard if he stands there too long. Hey, look at that. One of the grays just showed up.
Isn't it on you to explain to the gays about your impersonal assistant?
No.
No?
No. Jeremy would have to introduce himself. Yeah. There's going to be a Civil War general hanging out
chair.
My heart. I mean, what am I telling?
By the way, guys.
Guys, there's going to be a Civil War general standing outside. We have band tonight.
We have to get him the outfit.
Yeah, well, I've looked into it. They're not that expensive. He wants to wear the blue one, and I won't let him. Like, he wants to win.
You want to make him a rebel?
I want to make him Johnny Reb, yeah.
And he has to wear it in here
all the time,
every day.
With the flag on his arm, and like, we'll take him to lunch dressed as a Confederate soldier.
You get him a rifle. We'll go,
bayonet.
The hat.
And then we'll go to, like, Honey Bears.
Exactly. I got a couple other spots I could take him. Honey Bears is kind of mixed. I'm taking him down there to the old Waffle
House. Lolo's chicken waffles.
The one downtown. That.
There you go. $30.
And the sword. That's only $30?
Apparently. That's perfect.
That's a general's hat. He needs a private.
Oh, sorry, Brady.
He's infantry.
Yeah, he's too high ranking. He needs that flat cap thing.
And also, I'm going to make him, when he gets it, roll around in dirt and stuff. Look like he hasn't washed in days. That's a good one. Yeah, I'm going to, but he won't
Did
wear the gray
have
one.
Cowboy hats, though?
He refuses to wear the gray.
He's but from
I'll
Chicago.
I'll get it for him.
I think he has a choice, does he?
I don't know. But he couldn't make it last night. Fuvana played marvelously all evening long as we prepare for a Friday night show over there at the Rock Bar. 25 years of Kurt Cobain's death. And the Foo Fighters rise to power. So that's what we're celebrating that. And it's basically just another excuse to get loud, get drunk, and have fun at Rock Bar.
Did Katero talk in any Dio, mixing in
he
any
tries
Dio?
To, he tries to. He thinks it's a good idea to mix it in. And everybody else just kind of looks over like,
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
He still wants to argue that Dio's lyrics aren't pretentious. Grohl's lyrics are so pretentious and so. I'm like, Chris, it's ridiculous that you're comparing anything. The one guy's had a 30-year career. Dio, he goes, Dio was good, man. Dio owned it. Well, I'm like, for 4 or 5 years, Dio was relevant. Maybe.
Is he the only guy in the band that feels this way?
No, there are other people who like Dio songs, but I don't think anybody's this. I mean.
Passionate.
If you gave Chris a shovel and a map, he'd go dig Dio up and have sex with his corpse. He loves Little Ronnie James Dio. And every time I explain to him, I'm like, you know, he's the kid that used to draw the naked lady riding a tiger in front of a rainbow while unicorns and stuff float in the back, and it would drive you nuts. You'd ask to be moved in seventh grade to not sit next to RJ anymore because he's annoying. And he's like, no, he was cool. I'm like, no guy ever wore a Dio shirt at school and was the cool kid. He was always the weirdo.
You got to let him get it out. Maybe in between songs, let him go ahead and start the guitar riff.
No, he can do it all day.
The bass line.
Yep. Let him play it by himself. We'll all take a break.
His solo. Play some,
yeah. Yeah, let him have a little solo
Sing
time.
Sing it, Chris.
Holy diver. Yeah. You went out too long in the midnight sea. Oh, let me come.
It's like if Stewie had a band.
Everybody go get a drink, and he's just up there with the spotlight.
Ride the tiger.
Damn tiger again.
The town so long. Can't you see what I mean? Holy diver!
Like, all right, get him out of here. No one ever got laid by anything decent going, you like Dio too?
Yeah, how did he end up married?
To a wonderfully beautiful woman.
Yeah, and she's attractive and everything.
It wasn't because of the Dio thing.
There's a no Dio clause.
I guarantee you. She's a lawyer, so she's probably basically like, Dio negates the agreement.
He loses every argument there, doesn't he?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I don't know. Not so much.
No, I don't think so.
He's a very bright man. He's just got this addiction to Dio that's unhealthy. And it is.
Married to a lawyer?
Not all lawyers are, you know, just argumentative.
Really?
They're paperwork people. Most of them are paperwork people. I think Jen's, like, super. But, you know, you can still argue with them. They're fun to argue with them. Depends on the argument. Hmm. When it comes to legal stuff, probably not. But the argument between Grohl and Dio, I would state my case fairly well, even if he hired her to be the lawyer, and I think eventually she'd be on my team. Because we all know Dio was a little weirdo.
That's true. Most of them just settle out of court, so right. They don't even know how to argue properly.
Some do, but they're not going to do it. For the most part, they just kind of go by what the book says. And
that young guy that was in here with Lerner and Rowe, he seemed to have his...
He's got it. And Jen's got it. She fights.
She would determine, like, that might not be worthwhile to take.
She gets in the courtroom and starts kicking ass, but... When it comes to Chris, probably just walks away from most of the arguments because it usually kind of devolves into, this is not how Dio would have handled it. And then she's just like, he's an idiot, and walks out.
Dio invented the devil horns.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
Not Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons makes the claim, but I've put together a case for my wife and her firm to sue the estate of Gene Simmons on behalf of one Ronald James Dio. Ron Jimmy, as I like to call him.
That is the dumbest part of that.
They dug up a marble statue. Yeah. And it was Dio with the devil horns.
He didn't Papuzu or whatever his name is.
That documentary, that heavy metal documentary where Dio is just bitching and complaining that he invented the devil horns.
I saw this yesterday. Dio is going on a hologram
tour. Oh, yeah. Kitaro will be front.
Oh, he's front. He talked about it last night. I'm like, I rolled my eyes, and he had like a huge creepy smile on his face. They're going to hologram him, and you'll see the difference. And I said, you know what you're going to see? A small crowd.
Where's that coming? To Club Red?
They made a trailer for it.
Ugh. Ugh. Do you remember when you first... It's a little weird. The magic is back.
Conjure the magic!
Kitaro wrote this.
Yeah, they're going to hologram Dio and stick him on stages. And I predict one thing and one thing only. A female-free crowd.
Not free. Not 100% free. You think they'll make his hologram taller?
Oh, yeah. They'll make him a real boy. Man.
That'd be kind of cool. He'd make it like a 12-foot Dio.
Yeah.
What he always wanted to be.
Mega Dio.
Megalo Dio. Oh my God. That hologram in Vegas for that Michael Jackson.
Pretty amazing.
Pretty cool.
It's unbelievable, but that's someone you want to see.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, this is like a hologram of Pat Boone. And he's still alive.
There were the dates. Is it? Here we go.
Are they Let's coming see. Here?
God, I hope so. I know what to get Chris for
Vegas.
Birthday.
L.A.
Not, where is it?
Not in, looking good.
No.
Vegas.
Where is it in Vegas?
Brooklyn Bowl?
I don't even know where Brooklyn Bowl is. I think it's also, I think they do a...
bowling alley?
No, it's either a bowling alley or they do
anyone heard of that? Anyone?
Yeah, no. Mongolian beef. So during Holy Diver, you'll hear, order number 42.
Your bowl is ready.
Holy diver! Your rundown noodles are ready right now.
That's at the link.
Oh, all right. We'll have fun with that.
That's close.
You don't want to take him up there? Like,
oh, no, I would never go. He can go on his own. We've been in a long... Me, Ian, and Chris have been in a battle about Dio's relevance to today.
Oh, Ian's on board with Dio.
Well, Ian is kind of the middle ground on this because he likes both the Foo Fighters and Dio. But it's unhealthy to even try to make the comparison to Foo Fighters and Dio are in the same category. You don't have to like the Foo Fighters.
I figured Ian would lean towards Dio more.
Probably a little bit. But the recognition of the fact that one guy's had a 30-year career where he grew and changed and wrote songs that aren't all the same, and one guy didn't, and petered out relatively fast.
Both
icons. And became
icons.
A punchline. Look.
It is bowling.
It is a bowling
alley. It is bowling.
He's at a bowling alley where he belongs.
Well, and later this summer, they also have Brown Sabbath.
Is it black guys? No, that would be funny.
That would be funny.
Oh, yeah. Dio.
On lane 12. Dio!
Apparently, John, it's Mexicans.
Oh, Brown Sabbath is all Mexican people. Singing in Spanish? Is it?
Yeah.
That's a great take. That's actually more creative than Dio ever was, is to take all the Black Sabbath music, translate it over, and do Spanglish Brown Sabbath. That's pretty sweet. Right. I would see Brown Sabbath. I don't know how you say I am Iron Man. And was that it? That, I don't even remember. That was them. I get confused on what was Ozzy and what wasn't. Sweet Leaf? Is this Brown
Smart
Sabbath?
Dogs.
Oh, that's just a commercial for Brown Sabbath. Skip ad in 2, 1. Skip it.
90.3 KE.
Oh, geez, now I got Seattle talking about it. Yeah, never mind.
Not as excited
they took it
anymore.
They took it too seriously with the Mexican stuff. Those tubas and horns and things ruin everything. They made Polka Sabbath.
Eh. Are they even singing or are they
I don't
just
know. I mean they're very good.
I like the cowbell.
Yeah. I don't wanna see that. I had a different expectation of what I was about to look at there. Totally different. All right, we'll do we can do a little foo. I'll stick around. It's a fun one. Or we can go white limo. Throw white limo in there. That's a little heavier. Get it rocking. Now, you get into debates with your friends. At least it's, you know, and that's the one thing. Like, you know, friends who know how to talk about things and disagree, and you can still have fun. And then you have that one guy that's just so adamant about something, he can't control himself. Like Eric with Obama. He starts going crazy that his Hitler friend is so, you know.
You don't have to be. No, that's his passion.
You have to be like Hitler.
That's just, his passion for
his
Dio.
His passion is for, yeah, that's true. It's the same as Chris with Dio, only his is a little more unhealthy.
Just when you compare him to Hitler.
I compared his speaking skills to Hitler. Hitler was a very good speaker.
Then everybody talked about how boring he was. So pick a.
Who, Obama? Five, no, he was charismatic during speeches. He was boring. And Hitler was evidently a very boring man in private. He was a very private, introverted young man. That's why he sat in that cell drawing all the time. Thinking about crazy stuff because he didn't know how to communicate individually, but he could communicate
writing
to crowds.
Books and speeches.
Yeah, he could communicate to a crowd like nobody's business. That's spooky. People don't like saying that stuff. You had to do something right to get to that point of crazy. You had to do it, and you had to have something in your mind saying, "I'm going to fool them all."
He also put he put a team together that created that monster.
A bunch of dudes that were in on it. He did. That's
made
amazing.
Him bigger than life.
Have you seen that Dick Cheney movie yet, The Vice?
Uh-uh.
The funniest part about it is when he was trying to run for something back in the 80s, and he's up there on a microphone, and he's horrible.
He's terrible.
He has no charisma at all, and they're just all, like, doing other stuff.
Yeah, the crowd wants nothing to do with it.
We're going to take this thing to the next level.
Yeah.
No. It's like his volume got lower. And
that's right. And he recognized, I need a mouthpiece for all my ideas. They're terrible. That's where charisma comes
in. It worked out well for him.
Tell me that those evangelists don't have charisma. Joel Osteen.
Balls deep, man.
There's 12,000 people standing there listening to a guy lie to him.
I love how he slipped up and got real for a second. Did you read that article I sent you?
Balls deep.
Balls
financially.
Deep.
He balls deep in debt.
But you know what I mean.
I'm so sorry.
Balls deep is a old-timey phrase people used to use because balls used to represent your finances in water, and when they would sink, you know, look it up on Wiki.
And he's mentioning like his that. People. Yeah.
It's like the floater
deep.
In the toilet.
Yeah, the floater in the toilet. I like to start by saying something funny. My nuts are in a vice.
Yeah.
That his, was a, his real personality
oh,
came
yeah.
out.
No, and anybody with a brain realizes, but anybody vulnerable is totally susceptible to his charms. Charm can be a, what'd you say, Brady? Charm was a what? Charm was a
mother effer.
That's right, it's a mother effer.
He's so blatantly obvious, though.
To normal people.
You would think.
Eric, when we were at the Joel Osteen show, there was a man who the only thing that functioned on his entire body was his tongue. There was a lady holding his eyelashes to blink his eyes. Brady and I walked by, and I'm like, what is he waiting for? God hates that guy.
And he's probably giving his whole check to Joel
Wait
Osteen.
To be touched.
Like, the only reason he's religious is because doctors look at him and go, I diagnose praying because I got nothing here. You're done.
Maybe Joel can fix him.
Yeah, roll him over to a revival. That's all I got. Sure, a medical doctor.
He was probably there to see his son speak.
Roll some dice and say if you come up double sixes, he's going to get better because it's the there is no chance at all. And he got great seats because, you know, he was in a Lazy Boy with wheels. It was unreal. It's the biggest wheelchair I've ever seen. Like, man, this poor bastard's really, he's hoping against hope here that Joel's got some magic in that old silk hat. looks like the tongue is saying something. No, man. And give me a magic hat or a magic hat somewhere. No, the magic hat thing is no, it's not real.
Oh.
But where the kids found the magic hat, Snowman came to life. Is there a possibility for me? Snow has more actual life properties than you do. Tongue man.
Oh, thank you.
Will somebody blink me? Grab his eyelashes. Blink him. Blink him. For Christ's sake, he hasn't blinked in a minute. He's drying up. His eyes are like sand. Blink me.
Most likely he didn't want to go there, but his buddy knew he could get smoke and seats if he came along.
I don't want to go. God has ignored me and ruined my days. Young man, I get front row if I take you.
Take all that right. Handicapped guy for great.
Tell you what. You give me these seats to the Diamondbacks game, I'll blink you for a month. No charge. Okay. I need a new blinker.
Didn't Shortbus talk about that? He gets all the sweet seats.
He gets
seats.
Great seats. Yeah. You walk by those seats, you're like, man, I wish I was handicapped. Guy's got it made. You give one an elbow. It's not all bad.
At least you're behind home plate, huh?
Nice seat, man.
Dude, what are you doing tonight?
If these were sold to a person like me, they'd be like $500 a pop. Good thinking. The whole spinal cord thing. Oh, here. I'll blink you. I need a blink. That guy was bad. We walk by. Even Brady goes,
jeez. That guy's done.
Man, you left him in the microwave way too long.
Whoa, nice seats, man.
Cool, I think I walked by going, what the hell is that guy thinking?
Oh, man. Woo. That's torture.
That's tough.
I'm going to go blink him.
He remembered the date of the Joel Osteen show and the time and everything.
Well, he showed up on time.
He showed
up
on time.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
It's a good day.
I reminded him a couple times that day. Pay your bet.
Oh, yeah, that's tonight.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.